on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Education activist Hendrik Makaneta says the improvement in South Africa's literacy is encouraging. He was responding to Intel Point Research, which ranked South Africa as the second most literate country in Africa with a 95% adult literacy rate. The research is based on the population aged 15 years and older who are able to read and write. Makaneta says while the progress is positive, more needs to be done to boost performance in subjects like maths and science.
It would be good to ensure that teaching and learning takes place in a proper manner, ensuring that no one falls behind, so that we can just maintain this high performance as a country. It really inspires confidence. Education on its own is a triangle that requires the collaboration between the learners, the teachers, and the parents, as well as community members. And therefore, there is a need for all of us to take this issue of education seriously.
Police say around 40 undocumented foreign nationals who were found working in a factory in northern KZN will be deported soon. Police and officials from the Employment and Home Affairs raided a facility on Green Street in Mandeni this week. KZN's police spokesperson Robert Nichunda.
During an integrated multidisciplinary operation with the Department of Employment and Labour, Department of Home Affairs and other entities, another person was arrested for employing undocumented foreign nationals. The arrested undocumented persons will be processed accordingly.
A manhunt is underway for two suspects after a shooting at a fuel station on Durban's Point Road last night. Ensure Security's Carl van Rennen says the three armed men approached the taxi driver and opened fire. Further details on the driver's condition have not yet been released.
The man returned fire in defense of his life, striking and fatally wounding one of the suspects. A female bystander was struck in the leg and sustained moderate injuries. The two remaining suspects fled on foot and remain at large. The scene was contained and is under the investigation of the South African Police Services.
A South African luxury train carrying foreign tourists to Zimbabwe for Easter collided with a freight train on Friday, derailing several carriages. Four crew members aboard the Rovers Rail train travelling from Pretoria to Victoria Falls were injured. However, a local rail staff member speaking anonymously said the total number of those injured in the Zimbabwe train was 18. No tourists were hurt in the crash. The cause of the accident is still unclear. And the U.S. Supreme Court, rather, has ordered President Donald Trump's administration to temporarily halt the deportation of Venezuelan men in immigration custody in northern Texas. The men are accused of being part of a Venezuelan gang. Out of 261 men deported as of 8 April to a notorious jail in El Salvador, 137 were removed under the controversial Aliens Enemies Act. The American Civil Liberties Union say the men held in Texas were in imminent danger of spending the rest of their lives in a brutal prison without due process. Recapping on the top story this hour, an education activist has welcomed the improvement in South Africa's literacy rate, calling it encouraging. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za and click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Gqinokuhle Malinga.